Good morning, I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Thursday, June 13th. Currently with fair skies, it is 73 degrees. The humidity is 69%. The wind speed is west at 5 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.84 and the dew point is 63 degrees. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. Drivers in northern Kansas are seeing hundreds of cyclists this week.
You did not know it's Bike Across Kansas time. It's happening right now. It's going to happen for the next several days. You need to make sure you give them room because they're out here just enjoying Kansas scenery.
That's Kansas State Trooper Ben Gardner. Biking Across Kansas is celebrating its 50th year. Over 750 cyclists began west of Tribune last Friday, facing up to 80 miles daily. Cyclists passed through Hoisington on Tuesday and aimed to reach Atchison by Saturday, covering 505 miles in 9 days. I'm J.P. Bazette.
Well, preparation continues for the World Cup matches in Kansas City. Arrowhead will host 6 matches during the 2026 World Cup. Teams will practice at one of 3 base camp locations, including Compass Minerals National Performance Center in Kansas City, Kansas, Rock Chalk Park in Lawrence, or Casey Current Facility in Riverside, Missouri. Some infrastructure improvements are in the works now. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
Just a little heads up before something bad happens.
Move your coffee cup away from your computer.
Oh, no.
So you can have more control.
Stop. You're texting your boss by mistake.
Uh-oh. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take a 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org.
Warning, the cap is loose on that ketchup.
Ugh. Don't wait. You have the power to change the outcome. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness.
Good morning. I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. Kansas lawmakers are prepping for an upcoming special session to make a decision on the state's tax plan, and taxes have been the talk of the state house recently because Governor Kelly and the state's legislators can't seem to agree and get a deal done. Lawmakers have gone back and forth on bills that would reduce taxes in recent months, and now they're coming back for a special session to hash out a new plan. Senator Tom Holland of Baldwin City said slashing income taxes had been a major part of earlier drafts within the Capitol, though the governor vetoed a plan that passed with overwhelming bipartisan support earlier this year because she said it's not sustainable. Holland said he has a plan that is sustainable, and it also includes some features both sides are getting behind. That includes getting rid of the food tax by October and eliminating the tax on Social Security. Holland said with their budgets every year, the spending just keeps going up and up, so he thinks that what they need to really figure out is how to get the spending under control and stabilize it, because he doesn't see how they can do any more subsequent cuts without tanking the budget. A spokeswoman for Governor Kelly's office said they're still in talks to negotiate a compromise that works for everyone. On Wednesday, June 12th, Senate Tax Chair Karen Tyson said the Tax Committee, which is made up of 8 Republicans and 3 Democrats, will meet on Monday, June 17th to prepare for the special session that begins on Tuesday, June 18th, if a deal isn't reached. Several legislators, along with leadership from key Kansas agriculture organizations, joined the Kansas Department of Agriculture on June 6th as Governor Kelly signed House Bill 2607, which is a bill amending and updating the Kansas pesticide law. The Kansas Department of Agriculture Pesticide and Fertilizer Program administers and enforces the laws applicable to pesticide use in Kansas, including the licensure, training, and certification of pesticide businesses, dealers, and applicators. HB 2607 made critical updates to the state's pesticide law, which will enable the Kansas Department of Agriculture to continue working with Kansas producers to ensure they have a safe, effective system to provide oversight of pesticides use in the state, emphasizing training and education. Following this signing of HB 2607, the Kansas Department of Agriculture Pesticide and Fertilizer Team will develop regulations to provide more guidance to the regulated community about how the statute will be applied to those who are licensed as pesticide businesses and applicators. In addition, the Kansas Department of Agriculture will work with K-State Research and Extension to develop training and testing materials as outlined in the bill. For more information about the Kansas pesticide law, you can visit the Kansas Department of Agriculture's website at agriculture.ks.gov or call 785-564-6688. Senator Jerry Moran of Kansas joined his colleagues in introducing a Congressional Review Act resolution of disapproval to overturn the final rule from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, or CMS, that imposes burdensome federal staffing mandates on long-term care facilities. This rule could force many rural nursing homes to shut their doors due to an inability to meet the staffing mandates. Senator Moran and 27 of his Senate colleagues sent a letter to CMS last year when the rule was first proposed, urging the administration to rescind the rule, writing that they understand the importance of ensuring that beneficiaries of federal health care programs have access to safe and high-quality nursing care. In fact, they shared the intended goal of improving the quality of care for seniors. However, a one-size-fits-all staffing mandate significantly undermines access to care for patients, particularly in rural communities. Instead, CMS should work with Congress and stakeholders on policy alternatives that address the severe workforce challenges in the state's underserved areas. The Kansas Wheat website shows that the Kansas wheat harvest is now stretched across almost half of Kansas, as on Tuesday, day two of its harvest reports, combines were rolling as far north as Lincoln County. They reported that a lot of farmers are getting excellent yields and proteins, with grain merchandiser Doug Zeller at the Scholier Grain Elevator in Wellington saying test weights are averaging 62 to 63 pounds per bushel and proteins are staying steady at 11 to 12.5%. Zeller said this year is much better than expected on both spectrums because with higher yields, they typically see lower protein and test weights. However, this year, that isn't the case. Tim Turk farms near South Haven, and he started cutting wheat at least a week earlier than usual. His yields have ranged from 40 bushels to about 70 bushels per acre. Test weights are hitting 62 pounds per bushel, and proteins between 10 to 12%. He said he has been especially pleased with the AP Prolific, AP18AX, AP24AX, and Bob Dole varieties. Turk said there's no comparison to last year. He said he honestly can't believe the recovery they've had with the whirlwind weather this year. Kansas Wheat Harvest Reports are a joint effort of the Kansas Wheat Commission, the Kansas Association of Wheat Growers, the Kansas Grain and Feed Association, and the Kansas Cooperative Council. In Nebraska news, a man was convicted on Tuesday of killing his stepfather during a gathering at a Lincoln home in 2023. According to court documents, a jury found Joseph Krueger, 41, guilty of first-degree murder and use of a deadly weapon to commit a felony. On May 7, 2023, police reported that Joseph stabbed his stepfather, 59-year-old Mark Krueger, at a home near 60th Street and Baldwin Avenue, and the stabbing happened after a fight broke out between Joseph and Mark at a family gathering at the home. Joseph was initially arrested on suspicion of second-degree murder. However, the charge was later upgraded to first-degree murder. Joseph's sentencing is scheduled for July 16th, and he could face up to life in prison. According to an arrest affidavit, at around 8:20 p.m. on Monday, officers in Lancaster County saw a Toyota Corolla suspected of being involved in drug sales near 22nd and U Streets. Officers spotted 24-year-old Ezra Turpitt moving belongings throughout the vehicle before meeting with an unknown person, and Turpitt later drove off with investigators following him. Officers pulled Turpitt over on Highway 79 near Raymond after seeing him cross the center line when police and investigators saw shards of suspected methamphetamine on the driver's seat and searched the vehicle. Officers discovered a loaded revolver, a digital scale, drug paraphernalia, and 128.5 grams of suspected methamphetamine. Turpitt was arrested on suspicion of possession of a firearm during a drug violation and possession of a firearm by a prohibited person. A Lancaster County judge set Turpitt's bond at $750,000, and he must pay $75,000 to be released from jail. A Grand Island man whose father is in charge of the local jail is headed to court on felony drug and weapons charges. 34-year-old Brandon Bohinski has been charged with possession of methamphetamine, cocaine, heroin, fentanyl, marijuana, psilocybin mushrooms, and one count of possession of a deadly weapon in the commission of a felony. On Monday, he waived a probable cause hearing, and his case was transferred to Hall County District Court for possible trial. His arraignment date in district court is June 25th. At arraignment, a suspect typically pleads guilty or not guilty to the charges faced. Bohinski is the son of Hall County Department of Corrections Director Todd Bohinski. Brandon Bohinski is being held in the Buffalo County Detention Center in Kearney on $300,000 bond. The crimes for which Brandon Bohinski is charged are all felonies and carry substantial prison terms if convicted. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
On Monday, Governor Kelly approved an updated drought declaration for counties throughout Kansas, saying that while drought conditions have improved in some areas of the state, many counties continue to be negatively impacted by the decline in water supply or the strains on water resources. She said she strongly encourages all Kansans to continue to conserve water over the summer months. Director of the Kansas Water Office and chair of the governor's drought response team, Connie Owen, recommended the governor to place 4 counties into emergency status, 35 counties into drought warning, and 66 into drought watch status. Owen said as summer has arrived, with it comes higher temperatures and a decrease in precipitation, so the governor's drought response team will continue to monitor the drought conditions across Kansas and make recommendations to Governor Kelly as the conditions change. The Kansas Water Office, the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks, and the Kansas Division of Emergency Management agreed to allow counties in the emergency stage to use water from certain state fishing lakes and federal reserves, though individuals and communities should contact the Kansas Water Office for water supply to attain the necessary permit before withdrawing water from lakes. Governor Kelly's updated drought proclamation is effective immediately, and it includes, locally, Graham, Sheridan, Phillips, Decatur, Trigo, and Norton counties in watch status. Smoky Hills PBS has announced the continued support and generosity of the Dane G. Hansen Foundation, as their invaluable contributions enable them to provide a wide range of educational initiatives that benefit viewers of all ages. With the help of the Dane G. Hansen Foundation and local supporters, Smoky Hills PBS is able to offer free books, educational programming, and local productions, creating and broadcasting local productions that highlight the issues and stories that matter most to the viewers. Betsy Schwein, the general manager for Smoky Hills PBS, said they're incredibly grateful for the unwavering support of the Dane G. Hansen Foundation because their support makes it possible for Smoky Hills PBS to provide essential resources and programming that enriches the lives of viewers and fosters a love of learning for their youngest viewers. The Dane G. Hansen Foundation is committed to providing opportunities for the people of Northwest Kansas to enjoy the highest possible quality of life. The foundation advances its mission by investing in the areas of education, healthcare, economic development, community social services and security, conservation and environment, arts and culture, and community beautification. Kansans at least 55 years old who are looking for employment qualify to participate in the Older Kansans Employment Program provided through the Northwest Kansas Area Agency on Aging, and this program is funded by the Kansas Legislature through the Kansas Department of Commerce. Older adults who have been out of the workforce for a while and need assistance updating a resume, managing online applications, and improving their interview skills are perfect for the Older Kansans Employment Program, as it's designed to provide skill assessments, resume preparation, counseling, basic computer and online application training, referrals, and job development and mentoring services. Job seekers will attend an initial appointment with an employment specialist in a one-on-one setting where an assessment of needs and skills will be completed, and after that, the job-seeking process will begin from an updated resume to a successful interview and finally the achievement of landing a job. For more information or to schedule an appointment, you can contact the Northwest Kansas Area Agency on Aging at 800-432-7422. Mass of Christian Burial for Marilyn Otter, 87, of New Almelo, will be held at the St. Joseph Catholic Church in New Almelo on Saturday, June 15th at 10 a.m., and interment will follow in the St. Joseph Cemetery in New Almelo. Visitation will be from 5 to 7 p.m. in the New Almelo Gymnasium on tomorrow, Friday, June 14th, with Rosary of Our Lord following at 7 p.m. Memorial contributions may be made to the St. Joseph Catholic Church and sent in care of Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street in Norton. Condolences may be left at plummergobber.com. Visitation for Joe Sproul, 81, of Edmond, Kansas, will be held on Monday, June 17th from 1 to 3 p.m. with a memorial service starting at 3 p.m. at the Plummer Gobber Funeral Home. Memorial contributions can be made to the Norton FFA and sent in care of Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street in Norton, and condolences may be left at plummergobber.com. Former Norton, Kansas resident James D. Ray passed away on February 6, 2024 in Manhattan, Kansas at the age of 80. Cremation was planned and graveside services will be held in the Norton Cemetery in Norton at 11 a.m. on Saturday, June 15th, with lunch following at the Norton Christian Church. Olive Bobby Memorial Chapel in Phillipsburg is in charge of the arrangements. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, it should be sunny with the high near 96 with a west wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour, which should become north in the afternoon. For tonight, it should be mostly clear with a low around 63 and an east wind of 5 to 15 miles per hour. On Friday, there's a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms between 11 a.m. and 1 p.m. Otherwise, it'll be mostly sunny with a high near 88 and an east wind of 5 to 15 miles per hour with a chance of precipitation on Friday of 20%. And on Friday night, showers and thunderstorms are likely, mainly before 1 a.m., and some of those storms could produce heavy rainfall. It should be mostly cloudy Friday night with a low around 65. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got dogs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Saturday, there's a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 1 p.m. Should be partly sunny with a high near 92. On Sunday, sunny and hot with a high near 97. On Monday, mostly sunny with a high near 95 and breezy. On Tuesday, it should be sunny with a high near 91 and breezy. And on Wednesday, there's a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms, otherwise mostly sunny with a high near 88. Currently, with fair skies, it is 73 degrees. The humidity is 69%. The wind speed is west at 3 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.85, and the dew point is 63 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 823.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Create new memories on your adventures with Visa, CU Money, reloadable prepaid cards at United Northwest Federal Credit Union. When you're ready for your next adventure, keep it going smoothly with our convenient app to manage your money wherever you are. CU Money cards are compatible with mobile wallets. Secure and funds are quick and simple to access. Get your Visa CU Money reloadable prepaid card today at United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Pui. The Royals dropped their third straight to the Yankees and fourth overall last night, 11-5. Dan Altuve was the opener and could only get one out as he gave up five runs on three hits and two walks. He was taken out for Daniel Lynch, who gave up six runs on seven hits and two walks in 6 2/3 innings. Angel Zerpa and John Schreiber both put up zeros in each of their innings. The Royals were a whopping 2-for-10 with runners in scoring position while leaving 10 on base. Bobby Witt Jr. had three hits and two RBIs. Salvador Perez and Kyle Isbell both had two hits. After the game, manager Matt Cotrero talked about the loss.
A couple runs, that's one thing. Big innings are tough to come back from regardless. I mean, we've done it. You know, we worked hard to try to get back in it tonight as well and made it somewhat interesting there and had some guys on base, but just couldn't come through with the big hit a couple times. But clearly, we don't want to be down at all, but six is really tough to chase, especially against a team like that.
The Royals are now 39-30 and look to salvage one this afternoon at 1:10 p.m. with Alec Marsh on the bump. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy.
Hey, can you hand me that 11/16?
There you go.
Thanks.
So, you still loving your new garage?
Yep. Building with QSI was the best decision.
QSI, huh?
QSI got the job done fast and right, and I was able to set it up just like I always wanted. Jess even told her sister she's throwing a one-person parade since I'm not underfoot anymore.
Let QSI turn your dream shop into reality. Visit QualityStructures.com today.
Hey, you got any gum?
Yeah, check my backpack.
What's this?
Oh, that's naloxone. It can reverse an opioid overdose. I decided to always keep it on me after my friend almost died. It saved his life.
Oh, wow. I'm so sorry. That makes me want to have it with me, too.
You totally should. Check the pharmacy. It was actually really easy to get, and it's easy to use.
I definitely will. Thanks.
Naloxone saves lives. Learn more at cdc.gov.
June is Men's Health Month. Norton County Hospital encourages men to be proactive about their overall health by making healthy choices and scheduling yearly wellness checks. Men in the U.S. live nearly 6 years less than women and face higher risks for serious diseases like heart disease, lung cancer, HIV, and prostate cancer. Schedule your annual checkup today. And follow the NCH Facebook page for helpful health tips and questions to ask your doctor.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
What's up?
Ugh, I'm tired of feeling so bloated.
That used to be me. Then I got this.
Align Bloating Relief plus Food Digestion. A probiotic, right?
Yeah, it works naturally with your gut to help soothe occasional bloating and gas. Plus, it has vitamin B12 to aid digestion by helping convert food to cellular energy. Two benefits, one capsule.
Align Bloating Relief plus Food Digestion from the number one doctor-recommended probiotic brand. Learn more at AlignProbiotics.com.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Greg Condi. Right now, let's check the weather.
Good morning. We have a system moving across southern Canada that's going to be sending a frontal boundary our way later this afternoon. Meanwhile, a ridge of high pressure spreading across Kansas at its strongest here today. That will send temperatures way above normal. A heat advisory has been posted across northeast, north central, and into south central Kansas, where temperatures are going to be running well above average with heat indexes between 100 and 110, putting stress on pets and livestock. Severe thunderstorms possible in northeast Kansas later on tonight, something we'll watch with the main threats being large hail and damaging winds. Northwestern Kansas, sunny with a high in the upper 90s today. Mostly sunny, a slight chance of thunderstorms, 101 in north central Kansas. Scattered storms today and a high in the upper 90s in northeastern Kansas. Scattered storms this afternoon in the southwest part of the state with a high 100 to 105. Heat advisory near 100 in south central Kansas. Sunny and low 90s in the southeast part of the state. I'm meteorologist Dan Holliday.
As we look at the early calls today, first off on the livestock side, expecting a lower opening in the pork trade, mixed lower in the cattle market after a big break both on the pork and beef products as well, sharply lower trade in the pork. The weights continue to be the issue. Haven't seen a lot of trade, if any, as of yet in the feedlots. Some reported trade yesterday at 185 in the southern plains. As far as the grain market is concerned, we saw a mixed trade. Wheat on the hard red winter half to a penny higher, soft red 4 to 5 higher, corn 4 cents higher, and soybeans about a half cent higher overall. Little change in the corn numbers on the USDA WASDE report basically propped this market up in the overnight trade. This is the Kansas Ag Network.